He was mean to me. I wanted to reconcile with him before I give my reflection, my homily. After, when I was done with confession, there is an inner door there in the sacristy, and usually when Deacon Girl is around, I'm very careful because he's always around the door, and I try to be very gentle. And if he knows that I'm in there, and once I move, push the door open, he hits it with a knock, and I'm thinking that I've used the door to hit him. And, you know, he almost gave me heart attack this morning. This guy gives me a lot of trouble. All right. Today is the first Sunday of Lent, and Lent is a period of retreat. And retreats are meant to help us renew our commitment to follow the Lord and then revive areas in our lives that are not under the full control of God's grace. The church begins the first Sunday of Lent with the story of the temptations of Jesus to lead us back to the root of sin and teach us how to confront it. David, our adult faith formation minister, David Lanes, he did a wonderful job in the bulletin on how the temptations of Jesus parallel that of Eve in the Garden of Eden. So I encourage you, when you get home today, look at your bulletin. It should be on page 3. He did a wonderful job with, I think that should actually substitute for my homily, but I'll work on it. Yeah. So David, he says, at the start of Luke's Gospel chapter 4, the devil tempts Jesus. He begins by tempting Jesus, who had been fasting for weeks, to turn stones into bread. Then he offers Jesus every kingdom of the world if Jesus would only bow before him. Finally, he tells Jesus to throw himself down from the highest point of the temple only to be saved, thus revealing his identity as the Son of God. He continues, these temptations are the same temptations that broke Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes, good for food, he had it in bracket there, pleasure, and pleasing to the eyes, possessions, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, pride, she took some and ate it. David says, he asks, what is the antidote to the desire for pleasure? And he gives us the answer, fasting. What is the antidote to the desire for possessions? Giving. What is the antidote to pride? Prayer. So, dear friends in Christ, this is the reason the church invites us during Lent to fast, to give, and pray. So we see the reason the church is very, very wise. Adam and Eve fell to the triple concupiscence of pleasure, possession, and pride. And to conquer that concupiscence, this concupiscence, these disordered desires we have, the church asks us to fast, to give, and to pray during the season of Lent. Fasting, giving, and prayer are weapons of self-denial. They teach us how to say no to our disordered desires. When we practice fasting, when we practice giving, when we pray, we arm ourselves, we strengthen ourselves to say no to our disordered desires. Self-denial is a discipline we should never completely eliminate from our spirituality. Why? Because our disordered desires do not respect one's age. So the fact that we are getting old, whether young or old, our disordered desires continue to torment us. You and I are tormented by our disordered desires, the desire for pride, for possession, and for pleasure. So though most of you are senior citizens, I strongly recommend that you practice random acts of self-denial to keep our disordered desires in check. We need to practice random acts of self-denial to serve as constant notifications to our disordered desires, informing them that we are very much aware of their existence and the damage that they can cause. So when we practice random acts of self-denial, do you know what we are doing? We are sending that strong notification to that disordered desires in us, that we are aware of your existence and we know the damage you can cause if left unchecked. When we practice little acts of self-denial once in a while, we send a strong signal to our disordered desires, reminding them that they do not have full control over our lives. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, random acts of self-denial perform a function similar to that of antibodies in our immune system. We understand that antibodies fight intruders like germs and virus that gets into the body to destroy it. So, when we develop the habit of random acts of self-denial, we send a very strong warning to our disordered desires to keep off. That is what we do. But when we gratify ourselves every now and then without upsetting it once in a while, we give liberty, we give freedom to our disordered desires to operate. And there is no antibodies, spiritual antibodies, which we get through self-denial to repel or attack the forces, the disordered desires that want to take complete control of our lives. So this is what is happening to us, dear brothers and sisters, when we don't have the strength to fight our weakness. Why? Because we have not developed that spiritual antibodies through self-denial to remind us, to remind our disordered desires that they don't have full control. So there is no signal at all. And so they are jumping and celebrating in our soul, because no one is there, nothing is there to ask them to do what? Keep off. And that is why in the season of Lent, the church reminds us to go back to this very esteemed practice of self-denial. So I'm not asking us to fast 40 days, but all I'm saying is that little acts of self-denial once in a while, random acts of denying ourselves pleasures and comfort, you know what that does? It sends that signal to the soul. And our disordered desires, they keep off. But once these acts are not there, we give a free rein to our disordered desires to control us. So I want to suggest to you, dear brothers and sisters, that no matter how small they are, these little random acts of self-denial can help us a lot. Some practical suggestions. Skip a meal once a week. Skip a dessert every week. Yeah, eat less than you used to during the season of Lent. Reduce the number of hours you spend watching TV. Spend more time in prayer during Lent. You can cut down hours you spend on social media. Disconnect from social media during Lent. You may want to give up meat on Fridays of Lent. decide to only have wine or alcohol once a week or give it up completely during Lent. Decide to take only water during meal on Wednesdays and Fridays of Lent. So there are little acts of self-denial that when you do this, you're sending that strong signal, that strong notification, that alert to your soul that you are not giving free rein to our disordered desires. And then our disordered desires back off. They back off. And if you can, if you fast, those of us who have fasted, you understand how much you are in control, because now our lower nature is under the control of the soul and the spirit. So, this is the challenge for us, dear friends in Christ. When we practice these random acts of self-denial, we upset the free flow of self-gratification, and you experience a kind of self-mastery. This is how we should fight our battles. And we can do that with our kids too. Sometimes tell them, okay, on Fridays, no dessert, no treat, so that they can learn. Tuesdays to help them understand that we are giving up these things, and they grow up with that attitude, they are already sending that signal to their soul. And then they are alive and active. Friends, this is how we should fight our battles. And when we do this, we gain self-possession, we gain self-mastery, and those weaknesses that we have been fighting with for many years, we see ourselves overcoming gradually. This is how I want us to fight our battles. Little acts of random self-denial. Here and there, once in a while, we begin to strengthen the power of our souls to dominate and have full control over our lower nature. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. Come on. This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. 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 It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look that I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Now, this is how we fight our battles. 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 This is how we fight our battles.